In the day's other news, the U.S. economy showed new signs of damage from surging COVID-19 infections and restrictions. The Labor Department reported another 742,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits just last week. That was up about 30,000, and it marked the first increase in 5 weeks. President Trump is pulling out more stops in his bid to undo President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Wisconsin today formally ordered a recount in Milwaukee and one other heavily Democratic county, paid for by the Trump campaign. And it was widely reported that Mr. Trump will try to get state lawmakers in states he lost to name new electors. These are the individuals who represent their state in choosing the next president. We'll get details on this after the news summary. Hurricane Iota's death toll has risen to more than 40 across Central America as search teams find more bodies in landslides. The slides were triggered by flooding that overwhelmed whole communities in Honduras and Nicaragua. Rescue efforts are continuing, and the president of Honduras is pledging to help thousands left homeless.
Seguimos con las tareas.
We are continuing with humanitarian work. It is crucial that people do not return to their homes. There are still places at risk. In the meantime, we have to attend to our people with hot food in the shelters. Those who are outside of their homes, in shelters, support will be taken there.
All told, some 230,000 Hondurans and Nicaraguans are living in shelters. Human Rights Watch called today for the U.S.-led security coalition in Afghanistan to investigate soldiers' conduct. That is after an Australian probe concluded that Australian special forces killed at least 39 Afghan prisoners, farmers, and civilians over the years. The report says it's alleged that British and U.S. special forces carried out similar crimes. A badly damaged giant space telescope in Puerto Rico is shutting down. The National Science Foundation says that the iconic Arecibo radio telescope is unstable and beyond repair after years of hurricanes, humidity, and earthquakes. The telescope, with its 1,000-foot-wide dish, was built in the 1960s. It has searched for planets, asteroids, and possible life forms. Back in this country, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is ending several emergency lending programs run by the Federal Reserve during the pandemic. They use Treasury funds to back the corporate bond and municipal debt markets, among other things. The Fed says that the economy still needs that support. But Mnuchin said today that Congress intended the programs to stop at year's end. And on Wall Street, stocks managed a modest advance. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 44 points to close at 29,483. The Nasdaq rose 103 points, and the S&P 500 added 14. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Trump campaign continues its long-shot legal challenges to the election results. Mike Pompeo becomes the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit an Israeli-occupied settlement in the West Bank. We examine why pollsters often got the numbers wrong in the 2020 election, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.